I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, folks. We always set aside a little time on Tuesday in the first segment at 11 o'clock hour to talk to individuals that are in our community making a difference day in and day out, turning the wrenches. They're in the trenches. All of those cliches are so true, though. And they're difference makers in our community. And without them, we would be less than. There's no doubt about it. And they have a wide variety of successes. You achieve success by sometimes experiencing failures, but it's not because of a lack of effort. And they're out there trying to make a difference each and every day. And we should show our appreciation to all of these folks that are giving the best that they have to give to our community. Today, we are joined by Kate Swinburne, President and CEO of Youth Force NOLA, and Sarah Bell, the Chief of Industry Exposure and Experiment. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So, Kate, I'll start with you if you would tell us about the mission and vision of Youth Force NOLA.
Yeah. So, first, I think it's important for everyone to know young people in our city are just, they're really eager to make decisions about their future. You know, when you ask a lot of young people, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, it's, I want to be an adult and I want to, you know, I want to be able to, you know, have a car and live a great life. So Youth Force NOLA exists to help expand options and opportunities for our young people so they can graduate from high school future ready. With that, our mission on a day-to-day basis is really reimagining the high school experience so that our young people are learning about the real world, they're building their career skills, they're building their career networks, and they're out there, just really starting to do the work.
And you guys have been involved in this for how long?
Youth Force NOLA was founded by a really awesome network of collaborators in 2015.
And I know that most recently, y'all have been the recipient of some significant funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, right?
Yeah. We've had a great partnership with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation since about 2018. Just last week, we were excited to announce that we are their sole United States grantee featured in their International Partners for Human Potential campaign. So this is a major investment on their part. They're featuring investments they've made probably on all the continents of the globe, and we're the only one in the United States. And so they've produced an incredible video highlighting two of our alumni, Kaija and Psalms, as well as a set of our partners, including Junior Achievement of Greater New Orleans and New Orleans Career Center, and of course, the Youth Force NOLA internship program. So I really encourage everybody to watch this video if you need a boost. And the most excitingly, perhaps, is the video is narrated by John Batiste, of course, New Orleans native and Grammy Award winner. So it's a real feel good, and I think also just really captures the power of the work we're doing, and just how incredible our young people are, you know, as shown by Kaija and Psalms.
Kate, I brought that up early on in the interview for a reason, because it's a validation of what y'all do, because I know that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, not unlike other foundations, they do their due diligence, they do their research, they look really hard at the mission and vision of organizations, and they look for evidence-based outcomes, and because they want a return on their investment, right? They take these types of donations very seriously, and the return is, how does it benefit the community at large? And they look at that with a very laser focus on those outcomes, correct?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. And certainly, since our founding, since 2015, the Youth Force NOLA network, we really have proven to be a powerful force for change for our young people and our community. The Gates video highlights that in surveys of our alumni, 99% of them tell us that they are working and or they are in school. Many of them are doing both. They are working while in school. So we're thrilled at those results. And, you know, just do see young people from across our network, you know, out there working and, you know, working across the city, working across the region, and also, you know, persisting through our regional institutions of higher education.
So let's bring Sarah in. Sarah, what would we expect to see programmatically in the life of a child involved in Youth Force NOLA?
Sure. So we work with all of our open enrollment public high schools in Orleans Parish, and as Kate said, really reimagine the high school experience. So we work in tandem with Junior Achievement of Greater New Orleans to make sure there are opportunities for career-connected learning really embedded in many classes through high school. So we work particularly with the Quest for Success classes and others, making sure that local professionals are able to get into the classroom, speak about their career journey, really inspire young people to kind of think outside the box of what they might already know, so they can imagine themselves in careers that they may have never heard of before. We also put on a large career expo. We just had it in March, where we had over 2,000 freshmen come through the UNO Lakefront Arena and interact with over 70 employees from the region, from the region, again, to really just see what's out there, to get excited about the opportunities that exist in the region, and then also learn how they can move toward those careers if they choose. We have training providers there. We have institutions of higher education there. So students can really start to see the pathway toward getting the careers that they really want. And of course, we have our summer internship program, Youth Force Internships, which is our capstone program for rising high school seniors. We're really excited. For this summer, we expect over 200 students to complete the program, which is an opportunity for them to get 60 hours of soft skills and work readiness training, and then 90 hours of hands-on work experience with our regional business partners. It's a great opportunity for students that we're excited to offer every summer. They can earn up to $2,100 of tax-free award stipend this summer, which we're happy to increase from last summer, to really make this an opportunity that young people can access. You know, they're not having to choose necessarily between a job at a fast food or a retail store. Not that those are, you know, bad options, but this is an opportunity for them to really get the training that we know will help set them up for success as they continue on their career journey.
You know, it strikes me, and it should be obvious, that for these young students, aspirations are limited without exposure, right?
Right. Yeah. You can't be something you don't know exists, right? So we gotta give pictures for them to dream about, right?
It seems fairly obvious to me, But by the same token, how many times do we just miss that observation?
Probably more than we can count. I think, you know, Sarah and I both, of course, walk around with this hyper awareness, I'm sort of notorious with our staff that I like interrogate every medical professional I meet at every doctor's appointment I go to and every tradesman I meet who comes through my house or who, you know, is working on my car. We're constantly asking folks how they learned about their pathways and how they got to those pathways. But of course, that's our job, right? Our part of our call to action to the community is, remember your high school self and how little you knew and also how curious you were, and open up your business, open up your Rolodex to help our current high school students, potentially consider becoming the future you, learning about your business, learning about your pathway. How many of them do we need to grow to be the future Newell Normans? Although, of course, your pathway was a non-traditional one. They can't dream it or they can dream it, but we want to help them, really figure out how to make it a reality.
And I knew it was an odd one when my high school principal said to me, "I would have never bet on you, Newell." meaning where I ended up, that is. What is the typical reaction that you get from business owners that partner with you guys and get involved in this process that y'all just outlined? What do you hear from them?
A lot of our business partners are really excited for working with us. What we do in preparation in our internship program is make sure we're spending time with the supervisors so that they feel as prepared as possible. Most employers don't have 16, 17, 18-year-olds hanging out in their office on a daily basis, and some aren't quite sure what is appropriate for that age to be working on. So we make sure that we prepare them with ideas, with some projects, and also how to interact with a 17-year-old, how to feel comfortable giving feedback. And we hear from our employers that training is really invaluable for them, that they start the internship feeling confident and prepared to have a really great experience with a young person. They also really see the value in working with teenagers once they're in their office. The office comes to life, they tell us. There's a lot of really great, useful energy that they might not, be used to having in the space. It also helps them sort of reimagine the way they, interact in the office, how they're putting out their product to have that useful perspective that they can lean into with our young people. And it also is a really great opportunity for folks in local businesses who may have somebody on their staff that might, be on the manager track, but need some more at-bats with managing. Our young people are eager to have that experience, to be mentored by folks in local business. So it's a great opportunity, for the business also to have some professional development for some of their staff.
Yeah, Newell, I want to brag on Sarah and her team for how awesome this program is. I guess two major things that I always celebrate that we hear from business partners after the summer. One is in post-program surveys, we ask intern supervisors, how would you compare the readiness of this intern to a recent college graduate? And we've had them say that we've had in the most recent survey, I think it was 85% of interns were rated favorable or more prepared than recent college graduates in their workplace in terms of their soft skills and their just general work readiness. Call to regional higher ed. We're available to help train your seniors. The second thing we hear intern supervisors say, or one thing I really get reported from intern supervisors is, The training they receive as intern supervisors then helps them be a better manager and a better colleague to just anybody else in their business. And that, you know, this is something that I think a lot of us just sort of breeze through, the big responsibility of being a people manager. And so the intentionality and the scaffolding that our team puts into training intern supervisors to be early career talent people managers really is just some lessons that are actually good for managing anybody. And so it's really powerful, I think, just an opportunity for our regional businesses to just grow their skills in managing people well, including, you know, early career teenage talent to, you know, more veteran, you know, like myself, you know, crusty talent, maybe, you know, whatever we're going to call us old folks.
It would seem to me that business owners, too, get kind of a, how should I say, maybe a barometer of what's about to happen relative to employees that they may hire, because these are near workforce age individuals, right? And it kind of gives a little forecasting of what's to come.
Certainly. I mean, we know that generational issues are one of the biggest challenges that businesses today are navigating, just in terms of, you know, I think more and more we've got 3 and 4 generations represented in the workplace. And so certainly working with students while they're in high school is both a way to grow your future talent and, to your point, Newell, you know, get a preview of Gen Z and of, you know, who comes after Gen Z? Gen Alpha, I think is what they're calling them. You know, so just a real opportunity to just sort of start to think about it and start to forecast and understand what are going to be the needs and strengths and interests of your future workforce.
Absolutely. Sarah or Kate, final thoughts?
You know, I think just thrilled to get to celebrate the Youth Force NOLA Network with you today. I mean, I think we would just love to encourage folks to visit and, you know, find opportunities to connect with the Youth Force NOLA Network, whether it be serving as an intern supervisor this summer or joining and supporting some of our other community partners. We at Youth Force NOLA would love to help connect you to our partners. And of course, I'm sure you've got, hopefully you've got the Greater New Orleans Foundation coming on sometime soon to remind folks that Give NOLA Day is coming up on May 7th, but definitely an opportunity to then support just fabulous nonprofit organizations here in the region, including those in the Youth Force NOLA Network. So Youth Force NOLA on our website, youthforcenola.org, and on our social media will certainly be lifting up our partners in the region who are doing this work, helping our young people prepare for career, and we'd, you know, love to have folks support.
And folks, 99% of Youth Force NOLA alumni get a job or continue their education. That's huge. 93% of New Orleans public schools partner with Youth Force NOLA. 1,200 plus students gain meaningful work experience through Youth Force NOLA internship. 250 New Orleans businesses partner with them. $2.5 million invested last year in our college and career training partners put on by Youth Force NOLA. All I can say, ladies, job well done. Please keep up the great work. This is our future. This is the next generation. They're going to be the difference makers for us, truly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Really appreciate you joining us. Have a great week. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Folks, ready to go party? Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to Jazz Fest. Today's password is Po'boy. That's P-O-B-O-Y, Po'boy. Now go to WWL.com/contest and register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance to win Jazz Fest tickets plus round-trip Jazz Fest Express shuttle passes. WWL is giving away a pair every day this week. All you have to do is listen to Tommy, me, Scooter Sports Talk. For the Jazz Fest password of the day, today it's Po'boy. And you get to see amazing artists like Foo Fighters, Neil Young, Bonnie Raitt, Queen Latifah, Hozier, Greta Van Fleet, Trombone Shorty, and more. Good luck and happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. And folks, we're going to be out there broadcasting live on Friday. So if you're out there, come on by to Miller Tent, say hello. We want to thank Miller Lite, Tastes Like Miller Time, and we're going to have a great time out there on Friday. So really looking forward to getting out to Jazz Fest. Folks, LSU won its first NCAA gymnastics title Saturday in front of 7,684 fans at Dickey's Arena. And here to tell us about it is Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network News Director and Sports Director and WWL LSU columnist. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Newell, how you doing today?
Jeff, a lot of drama around this win to the bitter end. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, it really, Thursday night is when it all, well, first of all, we'll back up even a little bit more than that. The semifinals were on Thursday, and there were eight teams in the semifinals, and they separated them between two sessions. And LSU was in the first session, and they won that session, beating out three other schools. And the top two schools, LSU and Cal, advanced to the finals. But all season long, Newell, the feeling was, or anybody that was watching was, man, this is a really good LSU team. This might be the best LSU team, but Oklahoma is really good. And Oklahoma is the two-time defending champion, and Oklahoma might have its best team. And so it was this feeling like, man, LSU's got this great team, but can they beat Oklahoma on Saturday? Well, LSU does its job on Thursday, and then Thursday night, Oklahoma just fell apart. I mean, this is why we play the games. This is why we have the meets. Nothing is drawn up on paper, and that's how it's supposed to occur. Oklahoma suffers three falls on vault. They bounce back a little bit on high bars or on bars, and you're thinking, okay, maybe they got a chance to get back in this. And then they suffer two more falls on beam, and that does it. And there was just this feel. First, there was just this absolute shock. Newell, this would have been like in 2019 when LSU had that dominant football team if Joe Burrow in the semifinal game against Oklahoma threw four interceptions and the Tigers lost by three touchdowns. That's how unbelievable what happened on Thursday night with Oklahoma and how rare it was, because they were ranked number one all season long, and they just had their worst day out of the day you didn't want to have your worst day. So Oklahoma does not advance to the finals, and so LSU, out of the four teams, they're the last four. I mean, it's very even between LSU, Cal, Utah, and Florida. But LSU's a little bit better, probably because of its depth that it has. But still, all four schools are going into Saturday thinking they got a chance to win this thing. And that's what we saw during 2 hours of very compelling gymnastics. And LSU finds itself down by 0.0375 points going into the final rotation, which is Beam. And LSU struggled with Beam at the beginning of the season, had several falls, but they really corrected it, and it became almost the strength for the team. Floor is really their best event. And so they're down, they're trailing. It's almost like you're, I guess, a baseball equivalent. You're down a couple of runs heading into the ninth inning, and you need to string together some hits, and you're facing a tough closer. And LSU got the job done despite a fall in there. I mean, they're Connor McClain, Kaya Johnson, Haley Bryant, all hit, and then Aaliyah Finnegan, knowing that as long as she did not fall, LSU was going to win the national championship. Can you imagine the pressure that she had on her, knowing that as long as she did not fall, they would win, and she goes out there and hits a 9.95 and LSU wins. And LSU's had a lot of championship teams here lately, but there hasn't been that in a lot of these championship games. It's not, LSU's been in control of those games. It's they're kind of drama free at the end, but this one was not. This was very, very stressful as LSU was trying to win its first national championship in gymnastics.
In that final round, do I recall that there were two ladies on the beam that both got 9.95s? Finnegan and was it?
Haley Bryant got a 9.95. Kaya Johnson got a 9. And there was
Sierra. Was it Sierra Ballard?
Sierra Ballard, who's from the North Shore, started that rotation with a 9.95. So
you had three then with 9.95s.
Yes.
In two of the three cases, it was their career high score on the beam?
Not sure on that. And then Connor McClain had a 9.9625. And the other thing about it was the second competitor for LSU, Savannah Schoenherr, had a fall. So LSU could not afford – I mean, and in gymnastics, you don't count the lowest score during a rotation. So they could not afford another fall. And that's what made it just so stressful. And for a freshman and Connor McClain to step up there after Savannah had to fall and nail a 9.9625. And then really the three main competitors for LSU all season, you could call maybe their three-headed monster, if you would, Kaya Johnson, Haley Bryant, and Aaliyah Finnegan all nailing their routines. I think there was a lot of symbolism in the fact that the season was on the line with these three, and all of them got the job done.
LSU has been close, on three, four, five?
Four occasions. Yeah. And, this has always been a very respectable program. And when Jay Clark arrived after he resigned as the head coach, Jay Clark's now the current head coach at LSU. Jay Clark was at Georgia for 20-some years and was part of seven national championship teams there, and ended up replacing a legendary coach there who had retired. And the phrase is, you never want to replace the legendary coach, and Jay Clark found that out. And after 4 years, decided to resign, and he really didn't know exactly what was next. And D.D. Bro called him, and D.D. had the vision to say, hey, this is the person that can take this program to another level and could potentially be my successor when I decide to step down. And that's exactly what happened. 2 years later, LSU ends up as a runner-up finish. They had three more after that. D.D. Bro retires in 2020, and Jay Clark takes it over and ends up bringing home a national championship.
And as the way what goes around comes around, Georgia, they say, was looming and lurking in the shadows.
Yeah.
And they're
right.
Trying to hire Jay Clark and his entire staff to come back to Georgia. And he announced, no can do, I'm staying put.
Yeah, how about that? That's almost kind of like, the girlfriend or the boyfriend, right, Newell, that you break up with,
yeah.
Or they break up with you and then they want you back a couple years later, several months later. Georgia's program has not been the same since Jay Clark left. It hasn't. And LSU's has increased in not only as far as in performance, but in popularity. It is on Friday nights in January and February at the Maravich Center. It is the hottest ticket in town. It's It's hard to get tickets to go see these events. And a lot of that was, you know, Jay Clark bringing in a new sense of energy. And again, I'm not trying to take anything away from Dee Dee Brough, because what she did in laying down the foundation and laying down in the framework and fighting so hard to keep that program alive and making it as respectable as she did, she just was missing someone to really kind of push the program up another level or two. And that's exactly what Jay Clark has done.
Well, you know, good leaders have a succession plan. And,
yes.
And kudos to Dee Dee. I mean, yes. You know, you think outside of oneself, right?
Right.
And that's the way you really leave your legacy, right?
Yeah.
And establish one and leave it there at LSU, and she will never be forgotten for saying
right.
for sure. I'm not trying to trip you up, Jeff, but I was just going through my mind as to – so I know we've won national championships in baseball, football,
yeah.
track and field, ladies basketball, gymnastics. There's another one out there.
There's golf one. Men or what? I think it was golf. Men's golf one a few years back. There's been 52 in LSU's history, 52 of them. So a lot
That's
of them
incredible.
In track and field, a lot. I mean, when you go indoor and outdoor and you go back to all those years with Pat Henry when it seemed like they were, like, winning everything. And then you
yeah.
got the 7 national championships in baseball. You got 4 in football, 1 in women's basketball, none in men's basketball yet. I mean, I think that's probably the next big breakthrough. And then, yeah, so there's so track has got countless. There's probably over 2 dozen of those championships belong to men's and women's track and field, both outdoor
and indoor. And they're still right there, right?
They're still right there. And it was just a few years ago where they won the woman won, I think, the outdoor national championships.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, it's a testament to that university, their commitment to athletics. And there's a lot of new challenges on the landscape coming up. In fact, we're going to be talking to Harry Rosenberg, former U.S. attorney, about this new Title IX mm-hmm. Ruling by the Biden administration. There's a lot to be worried about out there.
Because college athletics is going to look so much different, I really think, in 5 or 7 years. You know, there's talk about a super league forming involving the big powers in college athletics for football. You don't know about Title IX. You don't know exactly where NIL is going. I think where we're going to is in the direction of the university actually paying the players themselves. And then you're talking, are we going to see unions and all that kind of stuff? So a lot of what, you know, has made college athletics charming and for some people that enjoy it, because a lot of people think, you know, that especially in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you'd always hear, well, a lot of these kids are playing it for the love of the game and in the pros. It's all about how much money you make and this and that. But college athletics is heading in that direction. And it's hard to say exactly where it's going to go. And you better have your ducks in a row. And that's why every year LSU's changing the Louisiana legislature is changing the NIL laws to make sure that LSU's competitive with the other big universities. And it's very, very difficult to figure out where this is all going to go. I think what we're going to eventually see is we will see a super league, especially when it comes to football. And I think we'll eventually see where the universities will be paying the student athletes directly.
How many conferences have actually fallen out, Jeff? I mean, I know of 2 right off the top of my head, but how many total? And I mean, how many more do you think we will have in the next 5 years?
Well, the Pac-12 is gone, and I guess maybe the other one you're alluding to is the Big East. The Big East
yes.
is, no longer. I would say the ACC is probably the next one to go. Now, they have a very ironclad TV rights deal that does not allow for any of those schools to leave that conference until we get past, I think it's like 2032, 2034, something like that. But attorneys for various, in particular, Florida State are trying to challenge that, trying to get out of there, looking for, and it's all about money, obviously, Newell. They're looking for the better TV deals, and the SEC and the Big Ten have the 2 best television contracts, and that's where everyone is trying to get to. So I would say the ACC is probably the next, as long as they, especially if one of those schools figures out a legal loophole to get out of the TV contract that they're currently under with the conference that does not allow them to leave the ACC.
But all of this is about the difficulty in managing this landscape and still being able to perform and achieve these successes. And congratulations to the LSU ladies gymnastics team, Coach Jay Clark, Scott Woodward, the rest of the sports administration out there. Job well done. Louisiana should be proud, right, Jeff?
They certainly should be. This was a terrific team to watch. And, you know, good coach, great coach in Jay Clark. And they're losing a lot of talent from this team. But I think Jay Clark's got the recruiting down pat. And there's still a lot of terrific gymnasts that are still up and coming. So this should be a program that's very good for many years to come, as long as Jay Clark is around.
You know, watching this thing was like watching an Olympic competition. I got to be honest with you. I mean,
yeah. It was very intense.
It was intense.
And again, I think it goes back to the fact that all four teams really thought they had a great chance to win this thing. I mean, it was that close. And
no doubt.
And I think it would have been a little bit different if Oklahoma was there, because, again, if Oklahoma was there, they most likely win it and everybody's just playing for second.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds great. Jeff Palermo, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great week.
All right. Sounds good, Newell. You too.
Thank you, sir. That's Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network news director and sports director and WWL LSU columnist. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, breaking news, folks. You heard me talk about Columbia University and Barnard College. Turns out that the president of Barnard plans to lift the interim suspensions of anti-Israel campus protesters following a faculty revolt and public criticism from Representative Ilhan Omar, whose daughter was among those suspended. The Barnard students were evicted from student housing and prevented from attending classes under the terms of their suspension. Turns out they were on the Animal House double secret probation path. No one knew. As soon as three student admission representatives stepped down from their positions to protest the suspensions, before the suspensions were even leveled, Barnard gave students notice that they would face punishment if they did not leave that illegal encampment over there at Columbia. So it turns out now, if these students promise to follow the rules, they will be taken off double secret probation and they will have experience no sanction at all for their conduct. Absolutely unbelievable.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.